SBS Radio.
With us today on SBS Filipino is filmmaker Matthew Victor Pastor and, of course, actress Selena Ewan for the upcoming indie films Repent or Perish, Between Worlds Filipino-Australian, and A Bigger Jail. Before we talk about the film, can you tell me something about yourself first, Matthew?
So I've always been a filmmaker at heart. It's my number one passion. And something about myself, I can't stop eating. Yeah.
So you've been in the film industry for how long, Matthew?
So I've been a filmmaker for about a good 7 years or so since I made my first feature. Mm-hmm. That was independently produced in when I was 23 mm-hmm. in 2012. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been in and out of, different films and projects. And yeah, it's great.
Where did this passion spring from?
For me, I've always been, because I'm an only child, mm-hmm. I've had a wild and wacky imagination. So I have always been this way. I think it's just a part of my creative and lonely upbringing.
Have you watched a film that actually inspired you to go into filming?
Yeah, Titanic. I remember seeing that with my mum. My mum, mm. Carol Pastor. Mm. And shout out to Carol. I love you, mum. And I remember seeing Titanic and crying in the cinema. My films that inspire me are very broad and I've watched a lot of films, so yeah.
Selena and you are friends since you were kids. What's the story?
No, we actually met in Melbourne. Both young creatives, mm-hmm. sort of some very similar backgrounds, mm-hmm. And we just both had a passion for making art, mm-hmm. I guess. And mm-hmm. We found that a lot of our experiences aligned, and so we both had that passion to express our creations through loneliness.
And you've been doing films ever since, together.
Not every single film together, but a lot of the work we've done, yes, together.
I read in one of the articles that doing film is your way of dealing with mental illness. If I may quote, you said in if.com.au, "I also use films to deal with my anxiety, adult ADHD, BPD." Are you diagnosed?
Yes, I am. And for me, film has been very very helpful, and a lot of the trauma that I carry with me, it's a catharsis for me, mm. creating art. And I think that creativity is a gift that's been given, and I'm very fortunate to be able to deal with my neuroses and issues through creativity. I think it's a blessing, and I've been able to use it and also make it a big part of my whole existence and lifestyle and purpose. So yeah, it helps a lot.
If I may ask, when you were going through these struggles, was it a hard time for you?
Yeah, very much so. It actually started from quite a young age, actually, because I've always had even a fear of the dark. Mm. Like sleeping, I sleep with the light on to this day, and I'm already a 30-year-old man.
I think it's a normal thing. I sometimes sleep with the lights on.
I always think it's good. Thanks for saying that, because I think there are a lot of people that feel that, you know, admitting or expressing these kind of things. And I think film, especially, you're forced to look within and write from a very personal experience, mm. and write all the, feelings and emotions you have. And I think that in society, sometimes those things are forgotten, that to have those feelings and emotions. And I think sometimes it's good to express those things.
And the films that you are making are not the usual films. People are comfortable to watch. It's very confronting and controversial. Is this your style or approach in filmmaking, always?
It's interesting. Now that I'm 30, I've started becoming a bit lighter with what I'm my subject material and what mm-hmm. I'm approaching. For example, Between Worlds, the documentary that's playing at Darwin International Film Festival next week, that you mentioned earlier, that film is just a portrait of myself, my struggle, and it's quite life affirming and very it shows my mom, and there's some quirky, funny moments, and Selena's in it, and all the Filipino actors and community are in this film, And it's quite different to my other film. So I think with age, I've started to actually lighten up a bit, which is good.
You're experimenting different genres at the same time as well, which is good. Recently, there's been a rise in independent films. Why do you think more and more people are patronizing indie films?
Well, I think it's more accessible to people now. And also, indie films, obviously, originally they come from the heart, basically.
Yeah, you know,
There's a story to tell, and that's how they've come about. They're people, individuals have a story to tell. They want to connect with other humans, and now that it's becoming more accessible, that's really speaking to people, and that's why they're coming out and wanting to see all of these individual stories that generally speaking come from someone's own personal truth.
In terms of acting, Celine, how did you prepare for your role here in Repent or Perish?
Repent was interesting because I really had to tap back into my teenage self. I think it's really a matter of putting us just imagining this person and this person's journey, you know, where they've come from, who they are, what they want, all of those kind of issues that you yourself kind of need to know about yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it hard to be in... What was the name of your role here?
So I'm Jewel in Jewel. Repent or Perish.
Tell me about your role first. Yeah.
So Repent or Perish is about a family. I'm the young daughter in the family, and it sort of centers around my relationship with my brother and his relationship. Obviously, I have a relationship with my brother and my dad, and all individually our own little internal struggles and our lives, the things that we're going through. I didn't grow up with siblings in my family. I have a half brother and a half sister, but I grew up for all intents and purposes as an only child. So that for one was an interesting process of understanding the sibling bond that you have, which I've realized isn't always so rosy and glossy as it seems from the outside. So there was that to understand that, and honestly, being in those kind of family homes really helped to put myself back into that teenage spot you know, have your dad looking over you and watching over you all the time.
Do you personally pick your talents for the film?
Oh, yeah.
Do you screen them, audition them?
Well, that's the thing, because I work with mostly the same people in every film. And interestingly enough, when we do meet new people, we kind of do it more in a social way. They come out with the crew and we kind of all kind of get to know each other as people, and then the film forms itself organically. And for me, that works better. So I don't really hold auditions, and I don't even remember in the last few films that we've done ever actually auditioning anyone. It's more just meet up for coffee. Oh, hey, one of the other actors is in the area. Do you want to come for coffee with them? And then they meet the people, and Selena pops by, and suddenly we're all friends and making a film.
Oh, so you're not very particular in who plays the role.
Like. I'm very particular because I won't extend that out too. Okay. Just anyone. They just have to be the right person. And then I kind of, my auditions are unconventional. They're happening in my head, like over coffee. I write from a very personal experience, including when the actors are from their point of view too. In fact, Selena, how many times have we been on set and I go, how do you feel? And then you do the scene.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is with you, Matt, is that you have a really great particular way of understanding what an actor, like what the actor's range is. And so because you get to know the person personally and you get to know who they are and how they express, you can understand what their limits are in terms of what they can portray. And I think that really comes across in each film. And the challenges that you might face as an actor or actress is somewhat lessened because you're supported by the whole team.
Yeah.
As it does become more of a filmmaking family.
Maddie, how do you feel working with different Filipino actors?
Actually, it's interesting. Filipinos are all naturally talented. It's so true, though. Like, the creativity is just oozing out of us. Yeah. And I think that it makes the job easier, basically.
Let's talk about Repent or Perish. Tell me about the film, Matthew, as a director.
Okay. Mm. It's set 3 days before the 2017 same-sex marriage plebiscite. Mm-hmm. And it's about a family over the course of 24 hours. Mm. We have the youngest, who is, his name is Amos. He's a young filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gay, but he hasn't come out to his family.
Mm.
And we have his sister, Jewel, who is a drug dealer, who is played by Selena, very amazingly. And then we have the father, Julian, who is a man who he's widowed.
Mm-hmm.
Like his wife has passed, and he is in an unconventional and hidden taboo relationship with someone much younger than him. For this film, I really wanted to explore the Filipino family in Australia. I wanted to explore the change in values, the change in culture, mm-hmm. and also the generational indifference also. But the film has some really tender, beautiful moments also, despite how bleak it sounds.
Yeah.
I think my message is the very coming-of-age type film. What we're trying to say is whether you speak of it or not, do have certain issues. And in this film, we express all those things.
That's
and
right.
In fact, one of the titas in the film, you know, we see her taking antidepressants, and she's kind of a bit, you know, quirky and kind of going through her own issues too. Mm. And she's raising her family also. These are all things that we don't really see in the context of not only Australian cinema, but Filipino-Australian conversation.
Mm.
It's just things we don't really consider.
And do you think this film will open the eyes of Filipinos?
I hope so. But at the same time, I think that this type of film, it's interesting with film. I think it will split people down the middle, of course.
Mm.
Like my own mother does struggle to watch my films, for example. But she's come over time. She's started to understand what I'm yearning for and what I believe in. You know.
Why was she struggling at first? It's hard to take.
Oh yeah. And the themes and the way I go about some of my scenes that are written quite personally and things like that. Yeah.
Mm. I think it would be a very loud communication style. I think in this story, instead of the ball being thrown at your face, it's passed along gently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is actually one of my, Repent or Perish is one of my kind of nicer films compared to some of the more, you know, intense ones. Yeah. A Bigger Jail at Monster Fest is a thriller, and that's dark. So,
Yeah. Tell me about Between Worlds Filipino-Australian.
Okay. Between Worlds Filipino-Australian is a documentary about my journey as a filmmaker and my journey from, you know, hustling from couch to couch and leaving my mum's home to be a filmmaker and going to Adelaide Film Festival with Selena and getting all these news articles about our work and being excited about that, and also at the same time being extremely broke and sleeping on couches and insecure and all that stuff that comes with being a crazy creative person. And that's the film. It's just a slice of my life and the small Filipino community that I work with.
This will be airing in Darwin.
Darwin International Film Festival.
When is this?
This is that's screening on the 21st of September. It's part of a short film block focusing on Southeast Asian films.
Mm.
So it will be screened alongside a few other Southeast Asian films.
A Bigger Jail is also coming out at Cinema Nova Monster Fest this October.
Yeah, it's a thriller around the breakdown of a marriage.
Mm.
I won't go too much into detail about the film because hopefully we'll see you there. But this is definitely more to Matt's original style of a bit of drama and intertwining storylines. So I'll say that there's a brother with a dark history, the marriage, obviously, which seems perfect and beautiful on the outside, and the relationship breakdowns in between that.
Where do you get the guts doing these films?
I think even in the case of this film, let's just take A Bigger Jail as an example. The guts aren't something that just happen overnight. In fact, Selena, we talked about this film, a film of this nature, years ago. We only ended up making this film last year and shooting it last year, and then now it's being released this year. I think for me, I've always personally had this need to confront certain things. And I think the way I tell stories revolves around that. If it doesn't scare me, I probably shouldn't be making it. Obviously, now that I've kind of tackled all those things, now I'm getting bored at tackling things that scare me. Mm. And I kind of want to
go on light.
go in light. Yeah, because that's a challenge now.
Yeah.
Because once you go that far dark, you got to like bring it back a bit, you know, and that's hard to do. They're both challenging in their own way, but it comes from that need to create conversation. Repent or Perish, that is premiering at the Thornbury Picture House on Tuesday the 17th. Mm-hmm. And then Between Worlds, which is playing at the Darwin International Film Festival, and also A Bigger Jail, which is premiering at Monsterfest in October, on October 12th. And also, if you are in Adelaide, do watch Repent or Perish at the Oz Asia Festival, which will also have a screening on the 25th of October.
Thank you so much, Matthew Victor Pastor, and of course, Selena Yuen.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.